So before we had Rabbi Yeshua in a separate Edus, in Mishnah and Repapius in the Sefer Mishnah, now we have them saying something together. Kanira the Rav Papias is Mibnei Doiroi of Rabbi Yeshua. This is not the same name that we have when Rabbi Kiva is jailed. B'soif Yomov, we have Papus ben Yehuda. That's Papus. This is Rav Papias. And Kanira, again, that he's Mibnei Doiroi of an earlier Dor. Rabbi Yeshua was the Harebi of Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Yeshua and Rav Papias said, Al Vlad Shel Shlomim Sheyikrav Shlomim. One of the Kabbonis that can be brought from an Akeva is a Kabbon Shlom. An Oilo has to be brought from a Zohar. Kabbon Pesach has to be brought from a Shepsel, that's a Zohar. They can't give birth. A Vlad Shel Shlomim is because of Shlomim, he was Mafrish and Magdish to bring Harei Zeh Kabbon Shlomim for a Nekeva. The Nekeva gave birth. Anything that's Yoytze from a Behemoth that's Kaddish obviously has Kedusha. Madinoi, however. Zogin Zeh, the Vlad Shel Shlomim is Neskadish, Kedusha Shlomim. And Lachet should be obvious. If he was Magdish the Behemoth, then that which is part of the Behemoth is Kaddish B'Kedusha Shlomim. However, there was a mokim to argue practically and say that it cannot be brought as a carbon. Why? And this was the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. Shav Lezer Oymer Shav Lad Shlom Loyikav Shlomim. It's possible from actually brought as a carbon. Kanira from the Sugis that the concern over here was a concern midrabonon that one's going to have a behemoth that has Kedusha Shlomim. And an animal that has Kedusha Shlomim existing is always a problem because it's possible to be moil and to be over an Issa. If somebody's going to stretch along this behemoth, he's going to make an investment. He has other karbonos that he's going to want to bring. So what he's going to do is he's going to leave the karbon as a karbon shlomim for a few years, let it give birth to a few live offspring. He'll bring this behemoth in 2-3 years. In the meanwhile, it bore him a few other shepselok that could be used to be yoitza existing chovis of karbonos that he has. So in order to prevent this, we'll passel up all vlad shlomim, and we'll say that they should be treated as vlad chatos. Vlad chatos has to be disposed of. This is what's called yemachnisit lekipa, and the animal will die. In order to get it out of the way, it shouldn't create a michshel. V'chomim oimim yikraf, Rabbi Lezer had that concern, the chacham were not choishish. Amar Rav Papias, here's an edus. Ani meid shehoyselon upor zivche shlom. This Rav Papias was around in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. So he says they had a poro that was Zivche Shlomim. They brought a festa behema, a poro, behema gaso, for a Shlomim. V'achamlu be'Pesach. They ate it Pesach time, not for a Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach cannot be brought from poros. They ate it Pesach time. V'achamlu v'lado Shlomim be'chog. They used the vlad of the poras Shlomim. They used it for Shavuos, for when they went up to be other regal. Mishnah Zayin, hey, me'idu al aruchos shel nachtoim she'en tmeyois. Doesn't say long, aruchos means long. Long what? Nachtoim are bakers. So we're talking over here about poles. Long poles that they put on, think matzah baking this time of the year. And they're putting the flat breads, the doughs, over the stick. You know the way they stick it into the oven? She'en tmeyois. We are machmir, and we give them a she'en kli legavi kabbalas tumah. Now, pshute kliyeitz, any kliyeitz, even if it's functional, useful, and very helpful, but if it doesn't have a kli kibbul, it doesn't have the chshivus of a kli. Pshute kli mateches are mekabel. However, over here, even though they're pshute kliyeitz, we are metame, because it does have a tsura of a kli. Aruche shel nachtoim, aruche shel balbais, vayseis amed less with designs, even though there is such a thing, kanir from the mefarshim, that those are not metame. Rabbi Lezer was mitar, the same thing that he was mefakbek. Rabbi Yeshua was machmir. Heim heidu al tano shechatoche chulius v'nosan chol ben chulia l'chulia. There's an oven which is cut width-wise, and it was made chulius. Chulius means it was made into different shtiklach, and then they welded them back together again with heat, with sand to hold them back together again, with some cement on it to make it stick. We look at the cement as attaching it, and it's considered one oven again, and it's tame. Rabbi Lezer mitar. Rabbi Lezer holds that that would not make it back into one oven, would not be mekabel tumah. Hey meidu, again, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Papias, shema'abrin sashono b'chol ador. With Ibur Shana is something that is Ibur Chodesh, which means letting the month go instead of being Mekadosh day number 30, being Mekadosh day number 31. Ibur Shana means saying that we're going to make an Adar Sheni that could be done the whole Adar. The decision could be handed down from the Sanhedrin Hagodol, that we're going to allow the Adar to repeat itself, and Nisan will be a month later. Hayu Oimrim Adar Purim. There was an opinion in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash that since the preparation for Pesach started, Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, people are going away, they have to check their houses before. Chazal established also that with Dorshin Shalom, with Dorshin Behilchos HaPesach, so Mamela, to start preparing for Pesach, and they're not, Rabbi said, we're going to roll it back. We're going to prav another Purim. The Bochum don't mind praving another Purim. Maybe they mind having another month of Zman. But there was an opinion that held that we won't do it, even if it's Chal, but it would work. And they said, no, L'chadchila, if there's need, the Sanhedrin can deliberate, and they can till the end of Adar. They have that prerequisite. Hey, me'idu shema'abrinai sashona al-tnai. You can be ma'abrinai the shona al-tnai. Al-tnai means the Sanhedrin could come to a decision. The Nasi was not available. And the Shona can't be Nisaber without the Nasi. It's learnt out the Sugi and Rosh Hashanah, that you need the head of the door, the head of the Sanhedrin, to ratify that decision. And you could do it al-tnai that he's maskim, and the deliberations of the Bez Nachal, bitnai that he comes along and says it, but it's Chal. So Moshal, let's say the Nasi was away, and he's only coming back Gimel Nisa. Once it's Nisa, he can't be Ma'abed the Shona. So you're going to be Ma'abed, but tonight that on Gimel Nisan he says yes. Umaysev Rav Gamliel, who was the Nasi, Shalach Litu Rishus Mehegma, and he had to go plead, with a Hegma means like a governor, Besuria, he was the district governor who ruled Eretz Yisrael in the times of the Romans, was ruling, the Roman procurator, was ruling from Syria. Vishal Lovoi, he only arrived in Nisan, and now you can't be Ma'abed. No. Vivus Hashon Al Tnai, they were Ma'abed, but tonight that he's maskim. L'kashayitzer Rav Gamliel, that Rav Gamliel will be Nisratza when he hears about it. K'shabo Omar Roitzani, he was maskim v'nimtzas Hashanah me'u beres.